In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Thank you very much for the card. I would like to offer this Mass in thanksgiving for both my family and my monastic community, through whom I have received the wonderful gift of natural and even more wonderful gift of eternal life. And as we prepare to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us begin by asking forgiveness of our sins. Lord Jesus, you have revealed yourself as the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You have poured out on your people the Spirit of truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are the Good Shepherd, leading us to eternal life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, perfect light of the blessed, by whose gift we celebrate the Paschal mysteries on earth, bring us, we pray, to rejoice in the full measure of your grace for ages unending. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the brothers in Judea heard that the pagans too had accepted the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, the Jews criticized him and said, "So you have been visiting the uncircumcised and eating with them, have you?" Peter, in reply, gave them the details point by point. "One day when I was in the town of Jaffa," he began, "I fell into a trance as I was praying, and I had a vision of something like a big sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners. This sheet reached the ground quite close to me. I watched it intently and saw all sorts of animals and wild beasts, everything possible that could walk, crawl, or fly. Then I heard a voice that said to me, 'Now, Peter, kill and eat.' But I answered, 'Certainly not, Lord. Nothing profane or unclean has ever crossed my lips.' And a second time the voice spoke from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you have no right to call profane.' This was repeated three times before the whole of it was drawn up to heaven again." Just at that moment, three men stopped outside the house where we were staying. They had been sent from Caesarea to fetch me, and the Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going back with them. The six brothers here came with me as well, and we entered the man's house. He told us he had seen an angel standing in his house who said, 'Send to Jaffa and fetch Simon, known as Peter. He has a message for you, and you will say that will save you and your entire household.' I had scarcely begun to speak when the Holy Spirit came down on them in the same way as he came on us at the beginning. And I remembered that the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' I realized then that God was giving them the identical thing he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And who was I to stand in God's way? This account satisfied them, and they gave glory to God. 'God,' they said, 'can evidently grant even the pagans the repentance that leads to life.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life.
My soul is thirsting for God, the God of
Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, our Lord.
Jesus said, I tell you most solemnly, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but gets in some other way, is a thief and a brigand. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the flock. The gatekeeper lets him in. The sheep hear his voice. One by one he calls his own sheep and leads them out. When he has brought out his flock, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow because they know his voice. They never follow a stranger, but run away from him. They do not recognize the voice of strangers. Jesus told them this parable, but they failed to understand what he meant by telling it to them. So Jesus spoke to them again. I tell you most solemnly, I am the gate of the sheepfold. All others who have come are thieves and brigands, but the sheep took no notice of them. I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be safe. He will go freely in and out and be sure of finding pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesterday afternoon, Father Michael and I walked along the left bank of the Dart up to Blackmoor Farm. After so much rain, it's easy to see the tracks of various animals in the mud, the pads of foxes, the tracks of pheasants and dogs, everything possible that can walk, crawl, or fly. Frequent are the elegant prints of the deer, their slop. It all speaks of abundant life, though A lot of it's invisible to us humans during daylight hours. The wild creatures give us a wide berth. What is drawing them all is the magic of the abundant water with its music, what is known in these parts as the cry of the river. Just now it chatters and chuckles. In the winter, though, it often roars and thunders. We could see the tracks of the animals, especially of the badgers, running down the steep banks to the water, like the deer that yearns for running streams. For these animals, the most important things in life are simple. Water. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. In today's parable, Jesus is reminding us of our simple need for the water of eternal life. We often look for alternatives and follow those who offer things which turn out in the end to be stealing, killing, and destroying. Jesus has come so that we may have simply life and have it to the full. And we may ask ourselves, well, yes, but how do we hear the water of life, the cry of the river? And perhaps there is an especially helpful verse from earlier in the Gospel. You pore over the scriptures, believing that in them you can find eternal life. It is these scriptures that testify to me, and yet you refuse to come to me and to receive life. Let us stand together to pray. Let us pray for our families and for our community through whom we receive the gift of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray especially at this time for those who have made their profession, Brother Mark and Father Gregory, and remember also Brother Miguel of Lurin, who makes his simple profession tomorrow. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the Diocese of Clifton and for Canon Bosco as he prepares to take on the responsibility of the shepherd of the flock of Clifton. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And let us ask Our Lady, through whom we have received the incarnate life of Jesus Christ, to pray with us as we say, Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And in a moment of silence, we offer up our own prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you listen to our prayers, and that through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you fill us with your gift of eternal life. Through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your exultant church, and as you have given her cause for such great gladness, grant also that the gifts we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to lord you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus, Deus Salvator.
Holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, while nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Gregory the Great, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy for ever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours forever and ever. At the Saviour's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Agnus Dei.
Quita vobis peccata mori.
Miserere.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those you are pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.